Thank you, Otis. Good evening. This is December 20th, 2018, and this is Nancy Sorden calling this special open session of the Pacifica National Board to order at 8:46 p.m. Eastern Time. Mr. Pro Tem Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Okay. Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK. Can't hear you, John. Adriana Casanave, KPFT.
Present.
Adriana's here. Chris Corey, KPFA. Can't hear you, Chris. Bill Crozier, KPFT, is here. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
Here in Houston.
Joseph is here. Catherine Davis, WBAI. Can't hear you, Catherine. Benito Diaz, WPFW. Benito is here. Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Here.
Okay, Jan is here. William Heerwagen, WBAI. Can't hear you, William. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA. Can't hear you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark, KPFT.
Present here. From Houston.
Okay, Dwayne is here. Was that you, Sabrina?
Yes, Sabrina's here. Thank you.
Okay, Sabrina's here. Thanks. Okay, Ken Laufer, WBAI.
Here.
Is here. Tony Leon, WPFW.
Here.
Tony is here. Afia Wangaza, WMXP. Can't hear you, Afia. Alex Randall, WUVI. Can't hear you, Alex. Mansoor Sabah, KPFK.
Mansoor.
Mansoor is here. Thank you. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Here.
Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg, WBAI. Can't hear you, Alex. Carol Travis, KPFA.
Here.
Carol's here. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here.
Tom is here. Muscular Washington, WPFW. I hear you, Muscular. Maxie Jackson, R.E.D.
Here.
Okay, Muscular is here. Thank you. Maxie Jackson. I hear you, Maxie. John Tatum, our parliamentarian.
I'm here.
John Tatum is here. And let me go back. I did not hear from Jonathan Alexander, Chris Corey, Catherine Davis, William Heerwagen, Fia Wangaza, Alex Randall, or Alex Steinberg. Are any of you here? Okay, we have 15 directors present, so we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, first item, excused absences. I received via the PNB listserv Catherine Davis's request for an excused absence, and also Voorhees. I think that was it.
Point of information, Madam Chair, Tom Borges is here.
Oh, he is. Okay. All right. Never mind. We don't need to excuse Tom. So, do I have a motion to excuse Catherine Davis's absence?
So moved.
Okay.
Second. Carol, second.
Thank you. Any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, Catherine's request for an excused absence is approved. Now I need timekeepers, one for speakers and one for the item, and Mansoor, who does this often, is not available to do this tonight, so I would... Please ask some other people to step up as timekeeper?
I'd be happy to do one or both.
Okay. You want to do items?
Items is great, yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, now we need someone for the speakers. Joseph, would you be willing to time the speakers?
No, I'm not set up for that. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Dwayne, how about you? Are you at your computer? Can you run a stopwatch from your computer?
Well, unusually, I can't accept, Madam Chair. I will accept that, sure.
Okay. All right. Oh, Ken, you've done this well last time. How about you?
Madam Chair, I say I will accept, unusually.
Oh, wait a minute, Dwayne. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I didn't hear
you. I'm able to do it tonight, yes.
I thought you said you're unable. I misunderstood you. Okay, great. Terrific. Okay, we got our timekeepers. Okay, now we go to election of pro tem secretary. I'll take nominations for pro tem secretary.
Mansoor nominates Bill. Mansoor nominates Bill.
Okay. Bill, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Any other nominations?
Benito, I nominate Adriana.
Okay. Adriana, do you accept?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. Are there any other nominations for secretary? For town secretary? Okay, Bill, would you please take the vote on voting on you or Adriana for pro tem secretary?
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Bill.
Okay, Grace votes for Bill. Jonathan Alexander. And here you, John. Adriana Casanova.
Adriana.
Chris Corey.
Bill, excuse me. I have to vote out of order just because I'm driving and I don't want to get into an accident. So vote, put me down as voting for you. Thank you.
I'm sure. Okay, votes for Bill. Thank you. Let's see, Chris Corey. I don't believe he's on the call. Bill Crozier. I'll vote for myself. Joseph Davis.
For Adriana.
Those votes for Adriana. Catherine Davis, are you on the call? I think so. Benito Diaz?
I vote for Adriana in case anybody wondered.
Benito votes for Adriana. Jan Goodman? Andrea Jan. William Heerwagon? It's for you, William. Sabrina Jacobs?
I'm sorry, this is Jan. I vote for Bill Crozier.
Okay, Jan votes for Bill. We didn't hear William here by again. Sabrina Jacobs?
Bill.
Sabrina votes for Bill. Dwayne Lark?
Adriana.
Dwayne votes for Adriana. Ken Laufer?
Yeah.
Ken votes for Bill. Tony Leon.
Adriana.
Tony votes for Adriana. Afil Mangaza. Don't hear you. Alex Randall.
Bill.
Alex Randall votes for Bill, and I'll mark you present. Thank you. Let's see. Alex Steinberg. He's not on the call. Carol Travis. Enter you, Carol. Tom Voorhees?
Bill.
Tom votes for Bill. Muscular Washington?
Adriana.
Muscular votes for Adriana. Going back, Jonathan Alexander. Assuming he's not on the call. Chris Corey. I don't hear you either. Catherine Davis. She's got an excused absence, sorry. William Heerwagen.
Adriana.
William votes for Adriana, and I'll mark you present. Afia Wangaza. Andrea Afia. Alex Steinberg.
Bill, and I'm present.
Okay, and I'll mark you present. Take it, Alex. Alex votes for Bill. Bill Travis. Your roll call, but I didn't hear you on this. Okay, well, let me count. I believe we have 9 for Bill. And 7 for Adriana. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, I'm staying.
Okay. So we have 9 Bill, 7 Adriana, 1 abstention.
Okay. So Bill continues as our pro tem secretary. Next item, we go to...
Madam Chair, this is a parliamentarian. May I speak?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
If anyone has specific bylaws in front of them, I would like for them to look at Article 9, Section 4, and express their feeling about that. And, Madam Chair, I would like to express the fact that it really says that once you... elect a secretary pro tem.
Excuse me, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, because I've been muted. I have to call in again. I'm sorry to interrupt. Okay.
Okay, all right. Okay, we hear you now. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, it says that the pro tem, the secretary pro tem, is supposed to finish out the term. I wanted to know if other board members see it that way.
So I'll read the bylaw. A vacancy in any office of an officer because of death, resignation, removal, disqualification, or any other cause shall be filled for the remainder of the term by the board. And I assume that you're suggesting this as a time saver, that we can, that the pro, when we elect the pro tem, it's you're saying that we're electing that to be for the rest of the term of the year. That's what that bylaw says. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair. I think that the parliamentarian is forgetting an Article 9, Officer of the Foundation, Section 2, Election of Officers, terms. That's very clear that the way that we elect officers is that instant and off-boarding method. I mean, obviously, that's why we select pro tem. If we selected a permanent secretary, I don't have any problem, but we need to go through the bylaw and select it the way that should be. Thank you.
All right, so this Article 9, Section 2, I'll read that. The officers of the foundation shall be appointed and or elected by the board of directors, and each shall serve at the pleasure of the board, subject to the rights, if any, of any officer under contract employment, if any. With the exception of the executive director and chief financial officer, all officers shall serve for a term of 1 year unless he resigns, is removed, or otherwise disqualified to serve prior to the expiration of his or her term, and shall be elected by the board at its annual meeting in January each year using the instant runoff voting method. the chair, vice chair, and secretary shall be elected at the first meeting of the board following the adoption of these bylaws for terms to expire in January 2005, subject to the rights, if any, of any of an officer under any contract of employment, if any.
Madam Chair.
So I think that this article, this section applies to the original election of officers. Yes, Mr. Tatum?
Yes, I was going to say just that. Whereas Section 4 talks about vacancies, which the board has right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so this covers how to fill vacancies.
Okay.
Adriana,
yes, Adriana?
Clearly, we are talking about pro tem. Can they please you tell me where the parliamentarian can tell me where the pro tem secretary, because I asked in the last meeting and he promised to send it a week ago, where said that the in Robert Rule of Order, because our bylaws is silent, we need to go to Robert Rule of Order. Robert Rule of Order, can I want the citation from Robert Rule of Order that said that the pro tem chair, what I read is that the pro tem chair is elected by the meeting in the one is selected. Why, that's why it's been called pro tem chair. I'm sorry, a secretary or whatever the pro tem is. All the offices, this is the long practice of this foundation, and I want from Mr. Tatum to tell me where in Robert Rule of Order said that the pro tem secretary have any other term more than the meeting that was elected for. And our foundation bylaws clearly said that all the officers need to be selected by instant runoff and written ballot. That is our foundation bylaws. Thank you.
Okay, Madam Chair, I'll just say one more thing. In Robert's Rules of Order on page 60, it talks about temporary societies and permanent societies. Permanent societies should always have officers, and they serve for their full term. When you have vacancies and you do not have your permanent officer, you have to fill the vacancy as your bylaws say. And don't forget, the Pacifica bylaws are superior to Robert's Rules of Order. In other words, you have to follow your bylaws, which say that when you have a vacancy, you fill it for the remainder of the term of that board. In Section 2, it talks about the, as you said, Madam Chair, the original election of all the officers to start out the beginning of their terms. In the instant case, we had a vacancy for several meetings, and the board has filled that vacancy each meeting with the pro tem chair, but the bylaws say that when you fill that position, it should be for the remainder of the term. So that is my final statement. Article 9, Section 4.
The only time we would have a pro tem secretary would be if the secretary could not make the meeting.
That is correct.
Madam Chair,
but this one resigned. This one resigned, and the word resignation is right there in Section 4. This is in cases of a vacancy in case of a resignation.
Okay. I would like us to deal with this at our next meeting, because I appreciate you pointing this out to us, and I will call for an election of a regular secretary at our next meeting. Okay.
Request for information.
Yes, what's your request for information?
Yes, Madam Chair, I would request that you request Mr. Tatum, our parliamentarian, to provide those citations he just made in writing, send an email to the PMB.
Okay.
So that we could study it between now and next Thursday. So that's my first question. My second question is why, Mr. Tatum, why are you coming up with this now? And we've been dealing with this situation for various months.
I will answer that in that same email that you're requesting for next Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yeah.
Yes, I want to add that the article that Mr. Tatum just referred to doesn't talk at all about pro tem. That's why when an officer, our foundation is very clear on officer being elected, not only the officers of the PMB, every officer, in, even in the committees, should be elected but instant runoff. I mean, that's
we are now
quite a bit over time for this item. Then we are not talking about pro tem. Okay? And I agree with the chair that we should
have.
Adriana has the floor.
Can I be heard?
Yes, you can. Adriana has the floor. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. I agree with the chair that we should put the election of a permanent chair, and we should deal with the issue. I agree totally with the chair. But in the meantime, that is pro tem. What the parliamentarian is mistaken has nothing to do with the foundation, the officers of the foundation, and with pro tem chair or secretary. Thank you.
I think the entire the board needs to be notified that there's going to be an election of the permanent secretary, and so I will notice that after this meeting tonight that we're going to do that next week. Okay, let's go to the next item, please.
Carol, back.
Yes, Carol?
I sent a motion because regarding this item that I would like to read, if my computer will let me see it. Did everybody receive that?
I see something from Carol.
SGC.
Let me just look.
Back in 2018, Nancy Jordan, chair of the Pacifica National Board, called an open session of the Pacifica National Board.
Can't hear you.
We're having
some. Barely can hear you, Nancy.
Echo here. I'm just reading this. There's nothing in here that is confidential.
I have a motion on this discussion.
Right. I know. I'm a slow reader and I'm trying to read it and I'm so to see if there's anything in it that's confidential. And so I'm asking you.
There's nothing in it that's confidential. FJC, it's because the FJC loan has confidential requirements. And
point of order, Madam Chair?
What's your point of order, Adriana? What rule is being broken right now?
Yes, Madam Chair, we didn't even arrive. We were discussing and talking about the pro tem secretary, the pro tem secretary election, and somebody jumped in there when we didn't arrive to item number three.
No,
FJC loan.
Yeah, I don't think you heard me. I said we're going to the next item. Okay, so the next item is FJD.
Then, Madam Chair, should we open the item before somebody else jump in there?
I said we're going to the next item. And, okay, I guess we should I should announce what the item is before I take someone from the floor. You're correct, I think. Okay, point well taken. All right, item three, FJC loan.
Okay. Carol for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Carol.
Okay, I am concerned about us violating the confidential parameters if we start discussing the FJC loan. So I have a motion that I have sent to everybody that I would like to now read and move.
Well, there's another motion on the agenda. Mr. Tatum, there's a motion on the agenda that goes with this item. Does that need to be taken up first before Carol can present an item that she just sent via email that's not yet on the agenda?
Point of order.
Yes, Chris Corey is on the call.
Hi, Chris.
Okay. The item that was already on the agenda comes first, yes.
The item that was already on the agenda has to be dealt with first before
that
I take
That is correct.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order, Carol?
Point of order is we may be violating confidentiality of the loan if we do that.
Because there's things in the motion on the agenda that are confidential?
Because when we start opening up the discussion of the loan without having a clear understanding of the parameters of the confidentiality, we are likely to breach that and be in trouble.
Okay. Well, let me just clarify that the things that are confidential about this are the name of the company that loaned us the money, all right? So if people would refrain from mentioning the name of the company that gave us the loan, we can still discuss it. That is in their loan that we are not to mention their name, okay? I know we have slipped up a time or two and done that, but we're not supposed to. So let's try to not do that. I have the floor. Okay, so the other things that have to be confidential are the documents themselves. The terms of the loan and all have been mentioned in the summaries, which the company has agreed can be made public. And so if you could read the motion without mentioning the name of the company, then...
Point of clarification, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
I want to remind everybody, and I have it in front of me, and I hope that the director...
Wait, you're muffled. I can't hear you. You're muffled.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
I did not hear what you said.
Maybe somebody explain. Okay.
Could you start over, please? Thank you.
Yes, Madam Chair. Thank you. I want to remind all the directors that we have a press release that was in April 5, 2018. We are including the chair, the board chair, Nancy Sorbin, said this series of steps getting along, and you mentioned the FJC. And at the end of the
Adriana,
press release,
Adriana, you are violating what I... Adriana, you're out of order. You're out of order. I just told you that
it's a press release that you sent, Madam Chair, and Tom Livingston sent. It's a press release.
I agree. Adriana, you're out of order.
What do you mean?
I just told you we're not... Okay. All right, we're gonna have to take this into closed session right now, okay?
Madam Chair,
Otis, would you please take your call from the screen?
No press release.
All right, we're gonna go off the screen now. All right,
My God.
Madam Chair.
William Kostak.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, Anita.
Yeah. Well, I've been asking to get on the stack. I haven't received any kind of response from the chair.
Okay, I'm at the moment. All right. Otis, are you still there?
Madam Chair, this is Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Yes, Otis is still here.
If Maxie's on the call, can't he give us information publicly?
Would you please take us off the stream?